Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has now given a new map, and this one locates, supposedly, all of the Confederate monuments across the country. They are urging that they be completely overthrown. And Antifa is starting to finally get some knowledge among the people that it's actually an anarchist group. We're going to be talking about these issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has its fake hate map in which they lump groups that they hate, not hate groups, but groups that they hate. That's more accurate. In with other violent organizations. We've talked about that many times on Faith and Freedom, but they've now come up with a new map, and it is a listing of about 1,500 so-called Confederate monuments that they claim could inspire more violence, like what happened in Charlottesville, and they obviously are encouraging that these monuments be taken down. They included Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and Fort Benning in Georgia on the list of these Confederate monuments. Matt, there's only one reason why they would list all these monuments, and amazingly, they actually list three military bases as part of that. They want to have people overthrow them, turn them over. They're basically encouraging anarchy.
Well, they say as much. They say that that's what they want to do. And keep in mind, the three army bases that you just mentioned are among these 1,500 so-called Confederate monuments. They say this, the SPLC's press release, quote, more than 1,500 Confederate monuments stand in communities like Charlottesville with the potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed. It's time to take them down. So they're calling for taking down Fort Benning, Fort Hood. This is unbelievable. And listen to the veiled threat in here. The potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed. Well, who is engaging in unleashing turmoil and bloodshed in California and elsewhere? Antifa, which the FBI, even under the Obama administration, acknowledged was engaging in domestic terrorist activity. So this is not just an anarchist group. They are beating Trump supporters, they're assaulting people, they're attacking and they're creating chaos and anarchy. We've seen it in Berkeley and elsewhere where they're burning down buildings. And I mean, this is a terrorist organization.
And guess whose dollars are behind that?
Yeah, George Soros. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that in just a few moments about Antifa. But, you know, this map of these Confederate monuments, when the SPLC says this could actually spur more violence, well, I say that the SPLC in creating this map could actually be instigating more violence. Many of these places people would not even be aware of. Now they've got this map so people anywhere in the country can know about it. And oftentimes what you find, and that's what you found in Charlottesville, people from out of state came there, both sides, out of state. They descended on Charlottesville. Many of those were not local people. They descended on Charlottesville. Well, what's going to happen? There's other people that are going to descend on some of these other communities. They are encouraging conflict by creating this map. There's no other way about it. So when they say it's going to cause more problems, well, they are part of the problem, just like they were part of the problem in lumping in pro-family groups with their so-called hate map that ultimately resulted in domestic terrorism in Washington, D.C., where Floyd Corkins sought to commit mass murder against the Family Research Council in 2012, solely motivated by the hate map. I predict that there will be conflict. God forbid that there would be physical violence. But I predict that because of this map, you're going to see more of this. And this is irresponsible of the SPLC. You talked about Antifa. And, you know, I read something where some of the government officials in San Francisco now, of San Francisco are now suggesting that there be state laws punishing these groups and classifying them as domestic terrorists, these Antifa groups. This has been like a sacred cow of the radical left, where they didn't want to criticize them. Now Nancy Pelosi has come out and criticized Antifa. Now some of the government officials in San Francisco are coming out and they're criticizing Antifa. Well, you know, George Soros is also an anarchist. He, when he was younger, and he's never backed away from it, was someone who was very anti-Semitic, who would have been on the side of, and this is in his own words, of not helping the Jews during the Nazi regime. This is in his own statements. He's also helping to fund these kinds of groups like Antifa. Where are they getting their uniforms? They're all dressed the same in the black. So, you know, one of the things that some of the government officials were saying out there in San Francisco is to pass a law that whenever they come dressed in those hoods like that, the black with their face covered, that that be illegal because they are there for one purpose, and that is to cause violence and anarchy.
I mean, that sounds so similar to the KKK, which the SPLC has been harping about as a
but
hate
you
group.
You won't find the Antifa on the SPLC hate group.
No, you sure
How
won't.
How does that happen?
Because we know that they have engaged in violence. We know that they support anarchy. Their parades have actually had those as signs. We know in the inauguration up in Washington, D.C., that was Antifa that caused all the violence. We know in San Francisco and other places that was Antifa, but you will never find Antifa listed on the SPLC hate map. Why? Because they won't list these radical leftist organizations. They won't list Black Lives Matter as an organization that has engaged in and encouraged violence, at least some of the people associated with Black Lives Matter. They won't list them because they're on the left and
well,
they
they're
will
ideologically,
not even...
they're kindred, ideologically, yeah. Well, Antifa, is, in my opinion, is the SPLC's foot soldiers. Wow. Look how they're sending these, the left likes to call them dog whistles. You know, we had this guy, Andrew Schneck, 25-year-old, tried it with liquid explosives, try to blow up with an IED, effectively, a Confederate monument in Houston. That sounds like the violence and bloodshed that, that the SPLC is warning about. It's all it's coming from the left with these Confederate so-called monuments, and now they want Antifa evidently to go, or they're warning that Antifa may go in and try to tear down army bases.
Now, you know, the SPLC could actually regain credibility if, one, they eliminated peaceful organizations from their hate map. And two, they included real violent organizations on the radical left on their hate map. But they won't do it. They want to include peaceful, nonviolent organizations as part of their hate map, like Liberty Council, Family Research Council. And they refuse to include real violent organizations that actually do advocate violence
and
anarchy.
Violence.
And they say that they're anarchist in their statements. I mean, imagine if we said that part of our mission was anarchy. I mean, you're talking about causing violence and anarchy, overturning the institutions, engaging in conflict. That would be ridiculous. Yet that's what Antifa stands for. Antifa came out of the idea back in the Nazi time of being anti-fascist, against the Nazi regime. But I can tell you what, these people are socialist, they're anarchist. They're not the knight in shining armor opposing Nazism. They are anarchists. Yes, they oppose the KKK, but you know, a lot of people oppose the KKK or should oppose the KKK.
We do.
We
yeah.
do,
yeah.
certainly. But we don't engage in violence. They will engage in violence, but they also oppose everything else. They oppose all the other institutions. They oppose all the fundamental values. They oppose monuments. They oppose everything. They literally want to overthrow society.
They want to overthrow America. They oppose America. You see the chants with thousands of these Antifa seditionists, these anarchists at a Trump rally protesting and chanting together. I've seen the video. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
Wow.
That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Yeah. So SPLC, include them on your hate group, but you won't. I know you won't, because you won't include radical leftists because you like them, apparently, and you won't include them. You only include organizations with which you disagree. But if they are violent, and they are, include them. You know they are, but they won't do it. That alone should discredit in the minds of reasonable people this false, defamatory, and frankly dangerous hate map listing of the Southern Poverty Law Center. For more information about Liberty Counsel's ministry, go to lc.org, lc.org. As we advance through litigation, education, and public policy, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. LC.org, remember us in prayer, and your regular faithful financial commitment, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.